Hey, this show is entirely listener supported. That's you. You're a listener. If you want to support the show and find out how to get bonus content and early episodes and monthly video hangouts with me and Jeff, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Summer beer, just stay cozy summer.
In summer in LA. So that's what I'm doing. I'm growing a cozy summer beard. It's a smart decision. Yeah. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, I want to talk about honesty.
Honestly?
I honestly want to talk about honesty.
Great, let's do it.
You're a pretty honest person.
I try to be.
That's one thing that I know about you.
Thank you.
You have a pretty strong moral compass.
Were
you always this way?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I read a lot of
Captain America comics when I was a kid.
There wasn't any like rebellious teen Jeff. I don't picture there being like a hugely rebellious teen Jeff.
No, my version of teen Jeff was self-hating and and morose.
Yeah, it wasn't all teens. That doesn't mean, you know.
But it wasn't act out. It was act in. It wasn't. I'm not gonna do things that disrupt the world. I'm going to do things that just hate me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I was really bad. We've talked about this a little bit before. A liar, a cheat, a thief.
a vagabond.
Not a rogue.
Man about town.
Not roguish. It's not, you know, it's not like a cool con man. I was just like literally just one of those teens who's always like doing drugs and getting drunk and shoplifting. And I did a lot of shoplifting.
Did you really?
Oh God. I was like the shoplift king for a few years.
Can I tell you, I've never shoplifted on purpose.
Never on purpose.
There was a couple of times when I walked out and I went, oh my God, I didn't pay for that.
Oh no. And did guilt rack you?
Yes.
But not enough to go back.
No, not enough to go back.
Well, that's kind of what I want to talk about. So in the UK, especially, but all around the world, self-checkout.
Oh, sure.
Is becoming more and more of a thing.
Yeah, why do we need human beings when we can have perfectly good not human beings?
Well, because self-checkout is an interesting concept, right? It's like, hey, will you just do the job of the merchant?
Yeah.
Not only can you do the job of the consumer who has to stock up their own home with supplies.
Yeah.
And pay for it, but will you also do the job of the merchant?
The funny thing about that proposition is like, look how much faster it'll be if you do it yourself. But the thing that they're not considering is the clerk wasn't the slow part of the process. The slow part of the process was the customer.
Yeah.
The customer is still slow. And in fact, now more confused and more slow because they have new responsibilities. They
gotta
deal with this machine they've never experienced before. They gotta find the label to beep it through the beeping part.
Yeah, you gotta beep it through the beeping part. And it's that kind of technical knowledge that most people don't have.
Exactly.
So there's definitely a lot of that, but what they've found, this is a study. So there's a part of the government in England that's called the Home Office, which sounds very Orwellian.
I think that's where the Kingsmen work out of,
yeah,
right?
They work out of the Home Office. It looks like a tailor.
Yeah.
But they ran a commercial victimization survey, and they found that self-service checkouts are significantly more likely to experience shoplifting than those without.
Well, duh!
But listen to this. Listen to these figures.
That's a duh!
52% of all stores will have some sort of shoplifting.
Okay.
86% of all stores that have self-checkout have shoplifting.
Bit of an uptick.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what the Home Office said too in their fun little accent. Bit of an uptick.
It's
that.
A bit of an uptick.
So this is what's up. They commissioned the Home Office to run this study to see what is going on. Why is this happening?
Well, no one's watching, so we steal.
Right. But why?
Because no one's watching.
Right, but you wouldn't steal.
No, I wouldn't.
Just because no one's watching, right?
It's true.
So who are these people and what is the motivation? Are 86% of people just fucking thieves if they're not being looked over at all times? That seems like a real negative way to look at the population.
Yeah.
So they ran this study and they were like, what is going on? First of all, they wanted to find the cause, right?
Okay.
Where is all this money going? How is all this theft happening? I want to tell you about the carrot trick, Jeff.
The carrot trick?
The carrot trick.
Okay.
What they found when they ran audits was that in addition to shoplifting, one of the most major supermarkets found that it had sold more carrots than it had ever had.
People
in stock.
Love fucking carrots.
Oh, their eyesight.
Yeah.
Their skin. Is carrots for skin?
I'm sure they are.
A superfood?
They're a superfood.
Are
yeah.
they?
I think there's a definite correlation between self-checkout and love of carrots. That's yeah. what we found, is that people who go through self-checkout, for some reason, it selects for people that love carrots.
I don't want other people handling my carrots. But no. if I know that I can handle my carrots
finally.
Myself.
Finally, I don't have to hand my carrots to a clerk.
No. That clerk's not touching my carrots. Carrots no is very important.
You know what? I'll just not buy carrots. If no. I have to deal with a clerk, I'm just not going
to
buy
you
carrots.
You can touch anything else, up to and including toiletries that go inside my body.
Right.
But not my carrots.
Not my carrot. Wait. No clerk? Finally, I can go hard on carrots.
What they found, Jeff, is that individual customers were purchasing up to 18 kilograms of carrots. That's 40 pounds of carrots, Jeff. 40 pounds of carrots.
Yeah, that tracks.
Why?
People love carrots.
Vitamin C, probably.
Yeah.
No, here's what's happening. Otherwise honest shoppers, people who had never stolen before in their lives,
mm-hmm.
were ringing up very expensive produce, particularly avocados, as the cheapest per pound produce sure. they could find.
Yeah.
Carrots.
Carrots are cheap.
Why get 40 pounds of various expensive produce when you can get 40 pounds of fucking carrots,
just all
which
carrots.
Costs nothing?
So what you're saying, Anthony, is that we have a bunch of waskowy wabbits?
And that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's hunting season.
These waskowy wabbits love carrots.
They do love carrots. So what's happening is it actually became such a national epidemic that grocery stores had to cut down on avocado theft. They were told, security was told, and clerks were told to specifically look for people that had avocados or a lot of avocados.
Why not just put something in the system that says, hey, if you have a shit ton of carrots that you're buying, we flag you for a second?
Sure. There could be that as well.
I mean, that seems
easy.
They didn't
do that because I think these terminals are dumber than they look, right?
Like, they don't want to penalize the legitimate carrot fans.
So here's what's up. They wanted to know why. Why is this turning normally honest people into insane, intense shoplifters?
Opportunity begets...
Perhaps a little bit, but that's not a very Jeff Cannata Captain America way to look at things.
No, it isn't. Cynical. It's very cynical.
It's a very cynical way. Whereas I go, nah, there aren't that many people that are cool enough to steal. There aren't that many people that are like that are just going to go like, fuck the system, fuck this Albertsons, fuck these people. I'm taking everything and I'm ringing it up as carrots. Because I'll tell you what, Jeff, I have been going through these self-checkouts and I have thought to myself, who's stopping me?
Yeah.
I think it all the time.
No one's stopping you.
I've got this angry thieving teen part of me is still in my brain. I don't listen to it anymore.
Right.
But he's there.
He still
hangs
out.
And he's just like, dude, you look like an honest 30-something white man. No one's going to stop you. Do whatever you want at this self-checkout.
But that's because now I am
an
honest—
Grab all the expensive shit.
Now I am an honest 30-something white man.
Sure. But my mother used to say, especially when I was like a thieving teen, she would say to me, and this seems like a Fagin ass fucking grifter thing to say to your kid, but she was like, look, obviously there are laws and rules that aren't super important. You have to be very, very careful because you are exactly the sort of person, a teenager is exactly the sort of person they're looking for to break all of these frivolous rules.
Right.
She's like, I don't have to worry about it because I'm wearing a middle-aged white woman suit.
Wow. That's why your grandma was a master thief?
My grandmother was Arsène Lupin the First.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Isn't that
amazing.
Crazy?
That is an odd coincidence.
Isn't that weird?
Then she said, Anthony, I'll go to the store and get me 40 pounds of carrots. I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. 40 pounds of carrots. But no, so I think to myself, the average person doesn't do this. There aren't 86% of people are not going like, fuck you. I'm sticking it to the man, to the grocery industrial complex today.
Well, this was 86% of stores, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
86% of stores. People aren't walking into 86% of stores and going, throwing up the middle fingers. You know what I mean? Most people are honest and or afraid. So what's happening? They broke it down to four types of people, Jeff. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, accidental.
That was me.
That was you.
I did that. I accidentally bought a shit ton of carrots.
Yeah, you accidentally bought 40 pounds of carrots, 40 pounds of diamonds, and rung them up as carrots.
Whoops.
40 pounds of very expensive Italian black truffles.
How does this machine even work? Where does the beeping happen? The beepy part for the beeps?
Well, that's what's happening.
I know where the beeps are on the carrot.
57% of those admitting to theft when using self-scan machines in a survey claim that they the first time they stole from a self-checkout, it was because it was by accident or they couldn't get an item to scan.
Yeah.
Right? But then they notice nothing happened. And for a lot of people, this is the first time they've ever stolen.
Yeah.
And so they go, oh shit.
Oops is a gateway drug.
Maybe two apples is one apple.
Oops is a gateway drug.
Right? Maybe one loaf of bread is three loaves of bread.
Maybe they all carrots.
Right? Maybe this thing is so broken and there are so many technical errors or it's so prone to mistakes that I could just like, and then it becomes a spiral.
Right.
And then these people wind up international diamond thieves.
This is kind of the, this is kind of the argument for piracy, right?
Yeah.
When it's easy, if it's easy enough for me to get the music for free, I'm just going to get the music for free. It's not, I don't consider myself breaking the rules because it should have been harder.
My wife, the first time she downloaded a movie through a torrent, got an email from her ISP. The first time.
Right.
And the email was like, you can't do this. This is illegal. You could be fined. We could shut you down, blah, blah. That one email was enough. So my wife has never downloaded a torrent again.
Right.
Just that one time.
Right.
I downloaded.
You don't look at your email.
I don't look at my email.
Right.
That's the secret.
That's brilliant.
That's some David Allen GTG.
Why
GTG
you're
shit.
A master thief.
That's why I'm a master thief and kind of like a Tim Ferriss, Malcolm Gladwell sort of, sort of time management expert.
You're the 10,000 hours you didn't waste looking at email.
Yeah, exactly. Or regular mail or like registered mail sent by the government.
Or human contact.
Or summons. that's what happened is people don't get caught.
Right.
And so they go, oh, well, this isn't such a big deal. I was so afraid. And it's not even, and most people on a personal level go, yeah. Is it a big deal if I buy four apples and actually only ring myself up for three?
Yeah.
23 cents, is that really going to hurt? That's sort of the spiral. It really is kind of like, it's that stupid fucking commercial about you wouldn't download a car, right?
Right.
It's just like, well, it's one thing and then it leads to, I don't know, one day you're a fucking pirate on international waters, a real pirate killing people.
You lost an eye and a hand and now you've got a hook and a patch.
It's a Tom Hanks situation.
That's right.
That's
you're Captain Phillips now.
You're a Captain Phillips. You're not Captain Phillips. You're the other guy where it's his ship now.
Oh, the Somali.
The Somali.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Number two is just straight up switching things for other things.
Okay.
That's the second group of people.
That's the carrot situation.
It's the carrot situation, but on a smaller level, well, cooking tomatoes are cheaper than vine tomatoes.
Right.
But I'm paying for tomatoes. Tomatoes is tomatoes.
Tomato,
tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. Right. By the whole thing, I mean security. but that's sort of something in people's heads, a switching. Take the idol, leave a bag of sand, right?
Right.
It's fine.
They're the same.
It's the same weight. It's the same mass.
Yeah, that's all this thing is looking at is weight and mass anyway.
Yeah. And it does. And I'm paying. I'm not stealing.
Right.
I'm paying.
But just not the right amount.
These are people that don't see when they were asked. They were like, yo, you know that you're not paying for this stuff. They're like, no, I am. No, I'm paying. This isn't stealing, right? Like these people were genuinely surprised.
Okay.
That they were like, oh, well, I bought pine nuts, but I rang myself up for cashews or almonds.
Right.
What's the big deal? Nuts is nuts.
Are you able to do that easily with those scanning machines?
You are, as long as it's like, because it's weight, right?
Right.
Especially for produce, if you're not buying prepackaged stuff, anything with a barcode, it's just weight. So you're looking at pine nuts, which are a very like expensive kind of nut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, ring it up as a walnut.
Yeah.
Bring it up as an almond,
right.
Bulk raw almonds. Here we go.
Almonds are expensive though. I'm with you
on
this.
But you know what I'm saying.
Peanuts. We're not going to get into the—
Bring it as peanuts.
We're not going to get into the global nut economy because we could just do a whole show on that.
Let me tell you about the nut industrial complex.
Oh my God.
So that's the thing. People, they see it kind of as like gamifying the system or slightly cheating the system is what they say.
Right.
Like, those are actual quotes. They don't consider it theft.
Okay.
Okay, number three is compensating. So self-service.
That's when they get a much larger penis than they were going to buy originally.
Yeah. They get like, they buy like all the zucchinis and like all the squashes and all the
carrots. Yeah.
But then, and the carrots, 20 pounds of carrots. It's like, no, 20 pounds of carrots. It's fine.
Just compensating.
I'm fine with who I am. Self-service results in fewer staff. More profits for the retailer.
Oh, fuck the man.
Fuck the man.
They're trying to get one over on me.
I'm doing the job of somebody who gets paid at least minimum wage right now by scanning
right.
my own stuff.
I'm Robin Hood.
So I deserve just like a little bit.
That's
back,
right.
You know?
That'll teach them. It's all balance in the end.
That, I mean, and that's the thing. People consider it like they have resentment towards the growing automation of jobs.
Sure.
The domination of large supermarkets over small. These are people who are like justifying.
Right.
The literal, I was joking when I said grocery industrial complex, but these are people who are justifying.
Yeah.
It. And they're saying, fuck this. If they're saving this much money on me, then I can do whatever I want. When in reality, it costs an estimated like $1 to check out $100 spend on groceries. So like overall losses through customer theft might be cheaper than paying
a human being.
So it's like, even on top of it, grocery stores are kind of like, yeah, you're sticking it to us. Look at you, you cool rebel.
Are we advertising for people to become thieves? Is that what we're, are we giving excuses now for people?
Well, I mean, maybe, but like, so what?
Okay, what's the fourth one?
That's what I said.
What's the fourth reason people should steal?
Fourth one is straight up irritated or frustrated by the process. I tried to find fucking avocados and I couldn't find fucking avocados. I tried to bag my shit and it kept saying error with weight on the bagging area. And I had to keep putting things off and rescanning them and putting them back on the plate.
So this is a study all about excuses?
This is a study about, justifications, reasoning.
All right.
Why are people doing
this? Why good people go bad?
What's turning these people into thieves? And it turns out it doesn't take much, man. This is a Michael Douglas falling down situation.
Yeah. The fifth category is people who were school teachers and then they got cancer. And then it just turned in, they met this kid who was a real ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
And he told them about selling drugs. And then they got this RV and they drove it out to the desert and they started scanning things.
Scanning things.
And they got a new hat and some glasses and they became the scanning king of Arizona.
I get what you're doing.
New Mexico?
Yeah, it was New Mexico. I don't know.
Wherever.
In New Mexico.
Somewhere flat.
Yeah. I get it. It tracks. the fifth and smallest group, Jeff, are those who genuinely enjoying shoplifting.
just tramps.
They just love it. Just lovable hobos. They go in with their bindle and they come out with a slightly larger bindle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This was me as a teenager, right? It was just like, I want shit.
Just do it for the love.
I want shit.
It's pure.
It's not worth that much money to me. I'm going to take it. I'm going to stick it in my giant teenage pants.
I wasn't going to buy this, but I want it.
I don't know how teenagers steal now that the trend is tighter pants.
Oh, that's got to be a real crimp in your style with the tight jeans.
Yeah. Where do you put all the stolen action figures and baseball cards and shit?
You know what I bet it is? It's the way they wear hats now. You know how you don't pull a hat down very far anymore keep it flat?
Yeah. And the return of the stovepipe hat. That makes a lot of sense now. I see so many teens in stovepipe hats.
Yeah. It's a lot of places for baseball cards up in there.
But yeah, so that is why so many people turn to crime, Jeff, at the self-service checkout.
Because
it turns out it's not much.
It doesn't take much. It certainly doesn't take much. Opportunity meets explanation to yourself, excuse to yourself.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
We can really rationalize a lot. My favorite.
We're monsters.
The most interesting group to me is the group that does it by accident once and then is just like, fuck it, I could do it all the time. Like the freedom of knowing that nothing will happen.
The slippery slopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you do get caught the first time, you can probably just go, oh shit, it was an accident.
Right. It was an accident 14 times ago.
It was an accident. And then you mumble under your breath 14 times ago. Because that way you're not a liar.
Right. Don't want to be a liar or a thief.
But I am.
But I'm both.
Maybe the greatest.
Oh man. I think this is weird. It's a weird bargain that the company seemed to have made that like, it's okay. There's an acceptable amount of loss that we're willing to deal with.
As long as it doesn't go up much more, they're fine with it.
I've literally never done it. And I don't not do it because I think I'm going to get caught. I just don't do it because I just don't think it's right.
Yeah. Before they changed the laws with self-service, I used to do it. I used to check myself out for alcohol when I was underage. Because I was like, I don't want to steal the alcohol.
Right.
I'll just buy it.
You know what I do sometimes?
And if they don't stop me, I'll just buy it.
Sometimes I ring myself up for the more expensive item.
Yeah.
Just so I can feel superior.
Yeah. And just to like even it out, man.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to think of David Allen Albertson.
It's like this guy.
And all of his fucking money.
This guy. Yeah. David Allen Albertson, the Albertson King.
Yeah.
somebody thinks that I just eat an inordinate amount of avocados,
yeah,
which I do, but not, I don't eat 40 pounds of avocados in a day.
Yeah. You're bringing up everything. Is it peanuts?
Yeah.
Carrots.
Right.
Everything gets
it's all
up
avocado for me. You're all just, the way down.
You just want to make sure that everything, that there's a balance in the universe.
I just want to feel good.
You're an anti-Thanos.
That's right.
How do y'all feel about this? Have you ever stolen anything? Was it by accident?
Are you gonna now?
Please, have we led you to steal?
Please don't put that on us.
And if so, like, hey man, I'm not going down with you. Just which, so you know.
If so, which category are you?
Yeah. We would like to know which group you're in. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those avocado carrot. Think there's probably a lot of avocado hashtags there.
Maybe that's what it is. Just people just thought they were avocado carrots.
Avocado carrots. It's that superfood hybrid that we're all talking about. You can also send us stories like this either to our email, we have concernsshow@gmail.com, or leave it on the subreddit, we have concerns.reddit.com, or the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/we have concerns.